You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brewers have tied it up. Collins, fly ball.
Brewers fans, I like courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin, and just an amazing run right now for the Milwaukee Brewers. Isaac Collins joined us to lead off the show today back at 2 o'clock. If you missed it, you can go check it out on YouTube where we're streaming live. You can check out our shorts, our videos, like, subscribe, share, all that fun stuff. Isaac Collins' interview is there or on the Odyssey app, iHeart app, TuneIn app, wherever you download your favorite podcast. You can go back and always listen back to the Isaac Collins interview there as well. Joining us now, another star. He is John Heyman, MLB Network insider. Follow him on Twitter at John Heyman. Of course, you can follow him on the New York Times as well, or New York Post. I'm all screwed up. I'm sorry. Joining us now, he is on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. I'm losing my mind, John Heyman. Do not get old, John Heyman. I know you're young, so don't get old.
Well, there's no difference between the New York Times and New York Post, but I appreciate the switch in jobs. Thank you.
It's a paywall for us. So for us to subscribe to New York, it's a little bit tougher for us. It's like, do we really want to read about the Yankees every day, right, at the end of the day?
I
got to tell you, we talked about this earlier. And we talked about you and Bob Nightingale specifically and the love y'all have been showing the Brewers. And my producer, Charlie's like, dude, when a national guy calls them the crew, like, it's kind of cool. You kind of get excited as a Brewers fan when he starts referring to him as the crew. And I told him, and I don't know how many people, other people realize this, but you used to live in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I'm basically local, and my in-laws are there right now in Mequon and in Cedarburg. So I'm well aware of the area. I love it. It's a great place by a great lake, and I hope you all have gotten dried off. It's amazing how many fans showed up at that game. That just shows you the kind of loyalty the fans in Milwaukee have.
I thought there'd be empty sections after all that flooding that occurred. I mean, my God, even going into the game, I think there was only one way to really get in at that point because everything else was blocked off because of flooding. John, listen, we talked about this earlier, and BA kind of brought it up at the end of yesterday's game about, you know, all I could say is maybe this is Euchre magic. Maybe this is Bob kind of looking down on everybody with what's going on with this Brewers team. But when you're going good, you know, the other team makes mistakes or whatever else, but the really good teams take advantage of those mistakes and get runs off of them. Those that are maybe kind of okay or not so good don't take advantage of those mistakes. This Brewers team has been taking advantage of everything put in front of them.
Well, I mean, they're not only the best team right now, but by far the best team. They are amazing. They do all of the little things right, and they do some big things right, too. And their pitching is great. Their lineup is great. Their defense, fantastic. Their base running, great. It's really amazing and really just a terrific job all around by everybody to do it in the smallest market and a, you know, bottom third payroll. Really amazing job.
There was a lot of talk around that the Brewers maybe didn't go for it enough. Maybe should have been willing to give up more prospects to go get a bigger name, get more pop like a Suarez or somebody like that at the deadline. What was the chatter among the teams as far as what the Brewers did at the deadline and whether or not they should have done more or not?
I mean, the Brewers are playing great. You know, if any team need anything, it would be the Brewers. So I really can't blame them. I don't think many people blame them. They have a great thing going. Why upset the apple cart? Suarez would have been a nice name and some extra pop, but everybody in that lineup is doing something positive right now. So I don't know who you replace. They've all been really a plus. And obviously the manager's done fantastic. And, I don't think anybody really expected them to trade prospects to get Suarez. They are the smallest market tied with Cincinnati. Even the Yankees and the Mets are reluctant to trade prospects. So that's kind of everybody's thing. But if you've got the best team, nobody really should point their fingers at you and say you should have done more.
This has been a great run by the Brewers, obviously. Going back to Melvin, to Stearns, to now to Matt Arnold. You don't have a World Series to show for it. You've been getting knocked out in the first round several times since 2018 when you went last to the NLCS. Having said that, I brought this up earlier about this kind of feels like the Cardinals. I mean, the difference is they won World Series rings. The Brewers haven't. But this Brewers team, like you mentioned earlier, kind of Cardinals way-esque back in the day with La Russa.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're doing everything right. And you're talking about the playoffs. You know, I think that's a pretty small sample size. Sure, a big market team probably has a little bit of an advantage in the playoffs, but their pitching is outstanding. I see no reason why they can't go far in the playoffs. Now, the only thing I'll say is they are in by far the tougher league at full strength. The Dodgers, on paper, are superb. The Phillies are extremely well-rounded, and they really improved themselves at the deadline. So, I think there are, arguably the four or five best teams are in the National League. So it'll be a gauntlet, and I'm not going to be shocked if they come out of it. And I'm not blaming them for past exits in the postseason. I think that's you're talking about a few times, and it is a disadvantage to be a smaller market. I don't think there's any question about that. You can't get the $300 million player who may provide the big moment. You know, last year it was Pete Alonso. Didn't turn out to be a $300 million player, but he is a $30 million a year player.
Devin Williams has not been the same since. John Heyman, MLB Network insider. Follow him on Twitter at John Heyman. What about the Cubs? I mean, this is a team that we talk about all the time, had that softball-style offense, scoring runs like crazy the first couple of months of the season. Now they've come back down to earth since the deadline, playing about .500 baseball at this point. How do they get things turned around?
They're a nice team. Now, that's a big market team. That's a team I would say they probably should have done more. I don't think there's any question about that. That said, they are a threat. I mean, it's a given. Ogden's underrated. Kate Horton is doing a nice job. in the rotation. Palencia looks like a tough closer, and they do have that lineup with a lot of pop in it. I know they're not going great right now, but that's another solid team. But right at this point, the National League is so tough. That's probably the fourth or fifth best team.
So the fact that they didn't go for it, does that come from the Ricketts family, or is that a decision made by Hoyer?
Yeah, I mean, they haven't gone for it for years, in my estimation. I mean, they when they tanked, they got some very high draft choices and had an outstanding nucleus and did break the history. They had won with 80-something years. So,
right.
But they never spent. For a team with that revenue to not have $200 million players, that's pretty unusual. So we'll see if they sign Tucker. I'm not sure they will, but my thinking is they held on to Casey and Ballesteros because they feel like their chances of signing Tucker probably aren't that great. And I don't think they're that great now either. So I get that, but that comes from the top. In my estimation, that's an ownership call.
Just remember, Ricketts, John, was one of the guys that was a part owner of the Brewers with Bud Selig back in the day.
He's in a big market now with big revenue. Spend more.
What they spent all that money.
Rooting for the Brewers just because he was a Brewer.
I'm not saying that, but my point is they spent all that money to get that trader council to go to Chicago, and my immediate response was, I guarantee you Ricketts is looking at this like, man, I'm going to be able to give him probably about 50 to 75 million, probably more a year, maybe a little bit more than that. He should be able to do wonders with that compared to what he was doing in Milwaukee on that shoestring budget that he had. I don't think he ever had any intention of raising the payroll per se.
No, I mean, that's where they spent big, was for manager and in the front office. That's their big spending for players. Their spending is oddly low in my estimation. And, look, give the Brewers credit. You mentioned Melvin and Stearns and Arnold, all three of them really done a superb job. Marc Arnazio has done a great job picking his management team. The GMs were all fantastic. And look at the managers. Now you've got the highest paid guy in baseball history as a manager, being replaced by a guy who probably will be the manager of the year for the second year in a row. So they've done a great job with the management teams.
Only other guy to do that in the NL was Bobby Cox of the Braves. One last one for you, John Heyman. How's my guy David Stearns hanging in there in New York, man? Love me some David Stearns. You come out to our toy drive every year, be on our show at the toy drive for Children's Wisconsin after Thanksgiving every year. Have always loved David Stearns. I can't imagine things are going well right now.
I don't think so. He was out there in Milwaukee. He witnessed it. I don't think he can be too happy. Nobody is right now in New York. I mean, the Yankees have been disastrous lately, and the Mets haven't been any better. Losers of 11 of 12. And, I mean, it wasn't just the Brewers, but, they've only beaten it since July 23rd. They've only been able to beat the Giants. Other than that, they've won no games against anybody.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not good. That's a long time.
It's a very long time. And, he's talked to his brothers about not wanting to go all in on paying a huge money for pitching. I was reading about something that the other day that, he points out that in other places, meaning Milwaukee, they were able to win and get to the postseason without having big money invested in starting pitching. I wonder if at some point he changes his mind on that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think this is the theory that he has and has had for years, and to spend the money on the position players rather than the pitchers. He doesn't like those long-term deals for the pitchers. And, I mean, frankly, nobody wants to be stuck with Steven Strasburg's $245 million or, Corbin Burns. You're familiar with his pitching great. Now he's out. It's dicey. It's dicey. Max Fried was doing fantastic. He's still needed, absolutely, by the Yankees. They won't make it without him, but he's got another seven and a third years to go. He's slowing down, at least in the second half here. I don't think that's a terrible theory that if you're going to spend it on position players. The Mets previously have spent a ton on, as we know, on Scherzer and Verlander, and they didn't work. I mean, these are two of the best pitchers of all time, and those deals were mistakes.
Draft and develop, baby. It's all about that pitching lab. David Stearns knows all about it. Gotta draft and develop. John Heyman, MLB Network Insider. Follow him on Twitter at John Heyman. I appreciate you so much coming on, man.
All right. Apologies if there was a lot of noise. I'm in New York.
But, no, it's totally fine. Yeah, it's totally fine. Take care. You betcha. There he is, John Heyman, joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.